Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Why did you do that story?
But he's in,
why would you do that story?
He's a journalist.
Because I saw it 5 hours ago, and I knew the exact person who needed to hear it.
Okay, everyone in this studio that has been made love to by a dolphin, raise their hand.
Yeah, that would be
still not just by Tony. Choice. Still not by Tony. Choice.
Well, see, I conducted my own study, and it turns out if you're named Tony, you're probably going to have relations with a dolphin. Because Cruz got humped by a dolphin.
We're not the only two. There are plenty of people that have been sexually assaulted by dolphins.
Hey, Tony, touch my blowhole.
That's what he sounded like. The things that I wake up in a cold sweat sometimes is that he was looking directly in my eyes.
My wife and I,
while it was going on.
My wife and I have a move in the bedroom I call the dolphin, because every time I try to initiate, I hear.
You had 30 different stories you could have covered.
And I'm so
But
happy.
You cover the stupid dolphin story.
Whoa, he's a journalist.
The dolphin got its tail stuck in a crab trap.
Oh, no. I wish my friend Tony was here. He would free my tail and touch my blowhole.
You all think this is funny.
You're right.
I'm triggered right now, and you think it's funny.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
Actually, the dolphin's name was triggered, so it's the second time you've been triggered.
My name's Trigger.
And here's what upsets me the most. The handlers were like, oh, yeah, that dolphin's done that before. Yeah, I'm like, how is he still in there then?
Just leave him be. He usually only lasts about a minute, Mr. Vanetti.
That's my belly button. It's not a dolphin vagina.
Although it does have same similar properties.
I'm so glad you're having a good time at my expense.
No, we're sorry.
How many
man.
Times have you had a good time at my expense?
Yeah, all kidding. The time.
The scoreboard's not even close.
You're going to sit through sound. Are you going to sit through sound?
I'll
are you
sit
ready?
Some sound.
All right. Snoop Dogg and Heidi Klum drop a song called Chai Tea with Heidi.
What?
That's the name of the song.
All right.
Chai Tea.
Hey, everybody, drop a beat and listen to this.
It's going to not bad.
What's he trying to sing? Rap.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's not bad. I like it. It's catchy.
But let's hear the vocals.
They didn't give me the vocals.
I hope he's rapping instead of singing.
So far, I'm not impressed. I didn't hear enough of Mr. Dog.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I need more of
the
dog.
This is a song about my chat team.
I will tell you, the Super Bowl has Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dre. I think that might be one of the best Super Bowl halftimes. They could put on one of the best, or they could ruin it.
That's my money's on ruining it.
Yeah, okay. My money's on ruining it. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a man vomits on live TV during TV interview.
Oh, okay, well, this is right up our alley.
He's falling for conspiracy theories. Well, why?
I'm so nervous.
Well, we hope you're okay. Why don't we give you some time?
Did he say he was nervous?
Yeah, I love the announcer's got the announcer
okay.
guy voice.
Why don't we give you some time to collect
why
yourself?
Why don't we give you some time to collect yourself?
Let us know in the control room there.
Did he say he vomited because he was nervous? Can you play it again?
Yes.
I think the guy said...
more than just Gen Z's falling for conspiracy theories. Well, why?
I'm so nervous.
Hey, Bill, we got somebody for your 5 o'clock report.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Did you pre-interview him?
No, he'll be good.
He'll be fine.
He'll be good.
The humanoid robots, not the sex robots like Dwight likes
did
to
it vomit?
Do research.
Is
no.
That, oh.
But if it had sex with one of us, I'm sure it would.
And you know my sex warranty, sex robot warranty is almost expired, and wouldn't you know it?
Oh.
Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
There's a tear.
Okay. All right, so the robots these days, the humanoid robots, are so lifelike. They're especially the faces now, right? So here's an exchange at one of the events. You know, I had those huge events out in Vegas, the technology event.
The CES thing.
Yeah, so the robot is, and apparently they say there's no one watching and, like, doing the walkie-talkie for the voice. It's actually the robot answering questions.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not have a boyfriend. Are you asking for a friend?
I'm asking for me.
I see. Unfortunately, I am not on the market. Robots do not have relations. Do you have a boyfriend? I'll take that as a yes.
Oh, man, the robot's got jokes, dude. So this guy gets turned down by actual women and turned down by a robot woman.
Okay, you and I have, when these things came out, you and I both went to the site. Not the robots, but the real dolls. Remember? We went and we checked them out. And they look like
they're
real.
They're creepy. They're super
they're
creepy.
So lifelike.
Yes, they're super
but
creepy.
But here's the problem. Number one, they're like $7,000. So, no.
He's done so much research on this thing.
But number two.
He's waiting for the Groupon, isn't he?
He's waiting. It's like plasma TVs are now really cheap. He's like, I'm waiting for this thing to drop, and I'm buying like four.
Hey, when the bottom falls out on Real Doll, I'm going to get a couple. But that number one, they're $7,000. But number two, they look so realistic, it would freak me out. If they were like in the closet and that thing was looking at you,
well,
wouldn't it give you nightmares, let alone if it could talk?
It's made out of those the faces are accurate. The eyes is what freaks you out. Because there's like a twinkle in their eyes, and you're just like, this is super creepy. But it's made out of that ballistics gel, all right? So it's supposed to be...
Oh, stuff that Mythbusters are shooting?
Yes, it's ballistics gel. So it feels, and the properties of it are just like human flesh. So that's what's really creepy about it. The other thing they do is, since they're room temperature...
Now I want to hear Code Ethel from Alice Cooper.
I read this article because Dwight made me research it. I didn't want to research it. Dwight made me do.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They say put the doll in a hot bath for a while.
To warm it up to room temperature.
Here's Tom Brady.
Did you Google that on a work computer?
No, but
yeah.
Great. There's the end of our access.
No, we did it on Scott Fitzgerald's though.
All right. Well, we did it on Paul Rogers' old computer.
Well, I mean, he's already gone, so I think we're in the clear.
No, but why would you want one that looks, that could talk? Yeah? Seriously. If I could mute my wife, I would have a perfect life.
Why would you want that talk?
I mean, you could make it do other things, but why talk? Yeah, you'll be sitting there watching Netflix and the dog go, what did he say? I missed that. Oh, my gosh. Just pay attention to the show, sex doll.
Oh, you may be a jerk, but you're an honest jerk, dude.
Right? Of all the things.
He's consistent. Oh, I mean, you got to give him that.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's Tom Brady.
Wait, great news. We've upgraded the talking doll. You did? Yeah, now it can file for divorce as well.
Brady defends not shaking Nick Foles' hand after the Super Bowl loss a couple of years ago.
I've shaken Nick's hand plenty of times, though, so I have a lot of respect for Nick, and you know I try to be a good sport as best I can. I know it doesn't always look like that because sometimes I get a little pissed out there, but for the most part, I try to be a good sport.
I know sometimes it doesn't look like that because I'm usually a nozzle.
He's the quarterback of a team 10 times in the Super Bowl. It's hard to even say those words.
Well, when you sell your soul, things like that happen.
Yeah, you can't look that good at that age.
Yeah.
No injuries, really, to speak of. And dating maybe the hottest woman on planet Earth.
Right.
And now I'm sorry, married to.
And now he's stuck in Tampa Bay, so it sounds like the devil's calling in his debt.
He's close to the God's waiting room, that's for sure.
Because Florida smells like?
Old people!
There you go.
All right, that's the end of
old
my sound.
Old people and tanning lotions.
All right, I don't want to get
mostly old people.
I also want to get your thoughts on this latest news that broke on Wave 3.
They're on your side.
And George Rodman is going to going to come on and talk with us about it.
And I've got the Drake story. I promise that we would do this afternoon. So
let me do this. Let me do
the rapper
thing first
or the restaurant.
The rapper.
Oh no, I love Drake's restaurant.
I do too.
Apparently, the mayor sat down with Louisville gang leaders.
Well, this sounds like a moronic summit.
To talk it out.
Well, when you have a moron for a mayor, you get that.
He invited 20 gang leaders. So apparently, we know at least they know of 20 gangs in Louisville.
So how did they invite them? Did they send them a Facebook invite?
That's a great question. How did they invite them?
Do the gangs have a headquarters?
I'm saying 20 because 20 said yes, they'd come. I don't know if there was 40 or 50. And people didn't answer, but 20 said they would show up. Not shockingly, 2 showed up, and then they talked about how tough they're going to get on guns in the new year.
Right.
And which means that they probably actually said that to the 2 lowest profile gangs of those 20s because they didn't have anything better to do that day.
We're the Dirty Rascals. Well, we've never heard of you.
The Dirty Rascals.
We're the Dirty Rascals. We're here for the mayor's Oh, well, that's our rival gang, the 5 Neat Guys.
Well, we're a band of idiots. How didn't we get an invite?
Well,
because of me?
I'd love to put some chinos on and some denim jackets and go as the Sharks.
I mean, do you think like mayor, the mayor, yes, like the cheese tray?
Leader of the Sharks are here.
Hey, guys, he's right. Anybody can use guns for violence, but can we dance? What a moron.
There's somebody at the front door. We're here for the gang summit. What's your name? Sharks. Hold on, let me check. Okay, Sharks, yes, we got you. Your seat is over there. Welcome to the summit.
It reminds me an episode of Hill Street Blues. You're too young to know Hill Street Blues.
I'm familiar with it, but I don't remember it that much.
It's one of my favorite TV shows when I was growing up. It's awesome. The theme song, the whole deal.
Hill Street Blues song is good.
Well, oh, my God.
I was a fan until they showed Sipowicz's butt.
I thought that was – no, that's not Hill Street Blues. That's NYPD Blues.
Oh, when Dennis, oh yeah, Bob, Dennis yeah. Franz's Bob butt was, yeah, 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 was got like a credit in
NYPD
show,
Blue.
Right,
yeah. Hill Street Blues, they used to do that. Well, the chief of police would call the gang members in and go, all right, man, one more screw up, everyone's going to jail. And they go, well, all right. And then they all kind of look at each other and go, all right, man, don't be screwing up, no more fighting. Because they'd say, if you all continue to fight – everyone's going to jail. That was the good old days when you can make up
but
charges.
But in Louisville, Kentucky, the gang members call the mayor and go, we're hungry, send us pizza. And the mayor goes, okay, anything you want.
We're hungry, send us pizza.
Anything you want. Hey, mayor, I have a flat tire.
I'm going to send Metro Corrections out to change it for you. I'm sure.
Hey, you know, do you think Grandmaster Funk got invited?
That's a good question.
Since his gang did fire shots. I mean, technically at themselves, but they did fire shots.
Hey, I got to get the story in because I promise I would do it.
Go.
Model says that she's very ticked off at Drake. Here's the story on it. Okay. She says that her and Drake made sweet, sweet love. Special lady time's what I'm talking about. But Drake did use a condom. Here's where she got...
What?
He used a condom.
All right.
Birth control. Here's where she gets irritated. She claims that after the deed was done, he took hot sauce out and put it within the condom.
What?
To prevent her from using it to get herself pregnant and then getting a child with Drake. She says that she felt the whole thing was uncomfortable, and now she's threatening to sue Drake.
I'm more concerned that this guy's naked and somehow hot sauce appeared.
Well, no, but I think it's – because you hear the story about NFL players where they take – the baby batter and they do it themselves after they leave?
No, I don't read these stories. I don't read a story about baby batter. Where are you finding these stories?
Well, this particular one was.
And why do you? How do you come up with a plan of hot sauce? What does that mean?
Because it ruins the baby batter.
I get that, but why hot sauce? Why don't you just leave the room?
Because you know she's not going to put it.
What? Stop!
She's not going to administer with hot sauce. I think it's a brilliant move. Of course, I would just go ahead and leave with it.
Leave?
That seems like that would be the easiest
solution.
Go
to the bathroom with it.
Right.
Just depart the facility.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Back after this.
Wait. No. Coming up at the bottom of the
hour. Well, somehow he's going to make this worse.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to say at bottom of the hour. Uh-huh. George Rodman, former LMPD, is going to be on the show. We're going to talk about the mayor's brilliant plan to sit down and, hey, guys, Let's hug it out.
Hey, we should hold a gang summit.
We should.
We have an auditorium. We could put them all in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Ours would be more fun and probably more productive. Hey,
I thought it was a little over the top when he put a piece of cardboard down and started to break dance. I just thought it was a little over the top.
I did, too.
It's like, thank you, Mayor.
I did, too. But all he did was do the robot and walked off.
Right.
Poorly.
What about breakdance fighting, guys?
Hey, the mayor's right.
Hey, everybody. Let's give him a chance.
Hey, before we start, can I call Miss Henderson and apologize for stealing her car? Sure, kid. All right, hey, Tom Drexler, that's the number. Yeah, Tom Drexler, that name has been synonymous with perfection when it comes to plumbing in Louisville and southern Indiana. Guess what? Same perfection you get now with Tom Drexler Electric. That's right, Tom Drexler Plumbing, Tom Drexler Heating and Air, and now Tom Drexler Electric. He saw a need for good, dependable, honest electricians. That's what he did. He went out and he recruited, and that's what you get now with one Tom Drexler. You call him for electric, you call him for heating and air, and you're calling for plumbing. One Tom Drexler, that's his number. Yeah.
Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Real quick on social media, Ed Martin chimes in about the gang story. He says the only two gangs that showed up were Lenny and Squiggy.
All right, Courtney Donahoe, not a good day to end the day for trading here. I'm looking at the market now, Dow down almost 300 points.
I want to join a gang. Wait.
Oh. Well, we have I got a gang that you can join. I'll send you the application.
There's wine drinking gangs all over New York. Right. I'm sure you can grab a bunch of women and go out wine drinking all the time.
Thing that I'm a gang member of, I guess, is Gang Green, because I'm a Jets fan.
Sorry.
Isn't that embarrassing?
No, I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Giants fan, so I'm right there with you.
No, the Jets, at least the Giants have a history of winning a couple of Super Bowls. Yeah.
Decades ago.
69 was the last time the Jets
69.
Did anything.
Think about that. 52 years ago.
Wow.
Yes, Joe Namath.
Yeah, no. Broadway Joe. He guaranteed it. Yeah. He guaranteed the win.
Coach, the last time we did anything. But see, that's the problem. You know, you get moved into it by history of your family, and you end up a Jets fan. And it's kind of sad, I admit. Well, anyway, yes, let's talk about some of the different stories. The markets are pretty ugly right now, with the Dow down 260 points, the S&P 500 down 13 points. But they have come back. Technology companies are doing better today, and technology companies have had a really tough start to 2022. But financial shares are really seeing the worst hit today because J.P. Morgan and Citigroup, they're not doing well after posting a steeper-than-expected drop in their trading revenues. Well, as the wise Homer Simpson said, you don't make friends with salad, and prices of salad is yeah. Retail prices for lettuce soaring more than any other food item tracked by the government. Romaine prices up 61% in the last year. So, yes, nobody. Unfortunately, I wish there was a shortage of kale, but it's a shortage of lettuce. The cost of a new car in the U.S. won't be dropping anytime soon. In December, the average price of a new vehicle went over $47,000, up 14% from 2020. Last year, prices rose as component shortages hit the automakers. We talked about that for some time, just when consumer demand was soaring. And the biggest drugstore chains are shutting some pharmacies on the weekend. Keep that in mind. CVS and Walgreens telling the Wall Street Journal, weekend shutdowns are unusual. They are happening, but it becomes a reality when locations lack enough pharmacists to remain open. With the News Radio 840 WHAS Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Courtney Donahoe.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, this is David Cohn, and you're listening to Tony and Dwight.
That was one heck of an interview. David Cohn, the great pitcher, when he was on the show, he revealed the very first time he was running out to the mound to pitch his first major league game. He was nervous, and he went to the restroom in his pants. And then he went ahead and finished the game. Hey, Quick shout out on social media. Joey Chambers says, you guys make my morning. I work at the Ford Truck Plant. Keep up the good work. Hey, we love FTP, Ford Truck Plant. Thanks for listening.
We make them here. We buy them here. It's the circle of life. I love Ford. And at one point, I had four Fords in my driveway about 15 years ago. Now I just have two.
Sheila May says, happy Friday. Okay.
Yes, what? You can't say that?
She's cussing.
So come on.
She didn't cuss. Just happy Friday. Hey, let's go ahead and go to
George Rodman.
George Rodman. He's running for sheriff to try and improve the conditions that we have right here in Louisville, Kentucky. We kind of wanted to get his take on the story that you did, Tony, if you want to refresh the people.
Okay, yes. According to Wave 3, the mayor asked the leaders of the gang members in Louisville to meet with them down at the courthouse or wherever to talk it out, I guess. Well, 20 gang leaders responded. So apparently there's at least 20 gangs in Louisville. So I would assume there are more since only 20 answered, yeah, I'll come down and see you. Only two showed up. Shocking. And then they went over, I guess the mayor went over that they're going to get really tough on guns in the next year. So I'm not sure. If I wasn't living right now, George, in this time, I would think I'm in some sort of really bad spoof movie.
Oh, crazy, Tony, and happy Friday. Hey, I'm disappointed you didn't play my George song, Joey.
Oh, no.
Oh man, that's right.
Hey, listen. Hey, George Robin, let me explain that, man. I've been up since 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep last night. So I'm even dumber than I normally are. So next time we have you on, we're going to hear George.
I hear you. Well, just like you said, guys, so obviously we have 20 gangs. We know that because they reached out to him, and I'm just curious. What, they sent him a letter?
Right.
I don't know how that works. But here's the deal. So if you identify 20 gangs, okay, who have been rampant in this city, killing innocent young people out here.
Right.
For the last year. Okay, so we know who they are. So we're going to send them a letter. Let's meet. Let's sit down. And let's negotiate on how we could try to stop this. I mean, you think about that, okay? You know who they were, but we're going to negotiate with them now. Why in the world? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it's the most asinine and moronic idea I've ever heard. But out of this mayor's office, it seems just like it's every day. So I'm not shocked over it, but you're right. If you'd identified all of these gangs, and I've been saying it for, bring back the Viper Unit. Bring back cops like Jimmy Harper.
Okay, that leads to the question. George Robin, former police officer, he's trained almost half the guys that are on the force now. He's running for sheriff. Let's just be honest. We agree with most of what George thinks about policing. What would you do if you know you've got 20 gangs and somehow you have a connection to contact these 20 leaders? How would you have handled this, George?
Well, number one, when I become sheriff, we're going to restructure down there, okay? And after we restructure, we're going to put deputies on the streets to combat the crime that is going on in the city. If you looked at my video, the problem is these politicians refuse to address the problem.
Right.
And the great thing about being the sheriff is I don't work for politicians. I work for the citizens who vote me in. And as someone who has lost a child through a homicide or a murder, I know exactly how they're feeling. So how do you go to a family member and say, yeah, we can identify the 20 gang members or leaders, so-called leaders, and we're going to sit down and try to negotiate with them? Tony, to answer your question, I'm not going to negotiate with them. The first time that they meet me is when we're putting the handcuffs on them.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen, George.
That's right. And George, going back to the mayor, okay. We remember back in Derby, it was this past year, Jack Harlow and his DJ and the others, they were in a club, and Jack Harlow's DJ shot and killed some people or person. I can't remember the story. But then a couple of weeks ago, and listen, I said much respect to Jack Harlow. I'm not a fan of his music because it's not my style. But I wanted to give him accolades because when he did his performances here, he did honor Louisville with a, you know, Air Ecstasy on the set and all these Louisville landmarks. I said, well done. So I do respect the guy. But at the same time, a couple of weeks ago, he declared it's going to be Jack Harlow Day, that this day forward will be Jack Harlow Day in XYZ. And I thought to myself, I wonder what that makes the family that lost a loved one to his DJ shooting them. How does that make them feel? And I just thought it was ridiculous.
Well, same thing. I mean, you know, kudos to Jack Harlow. He's very popular, and I hear he's, you know, a good guy. I don't know him personally, and like you said, I don't listen to his music. But to me, that's an absolute slap in the face.
Right.
And to piggyback off that, guys, he made the day that he picked is the same day that we lost Zach Cottingen, an officer killed in the line of duty.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about tone deaf and stupid.
Okay, George, here's my issue with the mayor, and I would not... If the mayor, I don't understand how he has his hand in policy in the LMPD or in policing. If the mayor walked into the University of Louisville triage and said, "Hey, I'm here to sort of give you some suggestions, and here's how I want you to run your emergency room," the doctors at U of L would go, "Get the hell out of my emergency room. You're the mayor. You're a politician. You're not a doctor, or you're not a hospital administrator." I don't understand how a guy that grew up through his dad made damn ice makers. He's a rich guy. He's a rich guy's son. He's a great guy. He's a smart guy. But guess what? You have no knowledge of policing. How is he? I don't understand how he's allowed. Why do we allow this to happen, George, where we have a politician running police policy?
Well, I guess really the short answer is whoever's in charge wants to keep their job. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, it's no disrespect to Chief Shields. I mean, we're friends and stuff. But that's a great thing about my position when I become sheriff. He could come over, whoever the mayor is, can come over to the courthouse and visit, but he can't tell me what to do. He cannot tell me what to do. We have a game plan, and we know it's going to work. And, guys, here's the bottom line. You know, I'm trying to keep my composure on this.
Right,
I am. You know, what's been going on the last year is not working. And, you know, I've said this numerous times. I've been on y'all's show for 2, 3, 4 years now. And the people that live here, and you all are part of this, man, we're tired of it. Everything they have tried is not working. All they do is change the name of programs and then write a check.
Right.
That's all they're doing.
Right.
But the issue is you got to have boots on the ground and go after the criminals. They're not going to bring the guns to you. You got to go get them. And that until that mindset is changed within LMPD and other agencies, it's going to continue on. And it's not fair to the parents and the siblings and the victims' families to have to continue to keep going through this. And it's not just homicides. I got a 24-year-old daughter. If she goes on a date, you don't think I worry about her going on a date to a movie and wondering if she's going to get carjacked? I mean, we shouldn't have to live like that in this city.
Listen, every single time that my wife says I'm going to Sam's or somewhere like that, sweetheart, stay off your phone, keep your head on a swivel, be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Because the carjackings have moved from the inner cities out to Middletown, Hurstbourne, Prospect, wherever. It's an epidemic. But I want to talk about you and what excites me about your campaign for a second, if you don't mind, Greg. I saw the video, your campaign video, this is what I loved hearing. It says, if elected sheriff, the sheriff's department will no longer be a part, meaning separated, a part of from the community, but the sheriff's department will be part of the community. So going from being apart from the community to a part of the community, talk about that for a second if you don't mind, because that excites me.
Yeah, well, what that is, and, you know, when I've been out here, and I've been out here numerous times talking to a lot of the citizens, in your neighborhood, guys, when's the last time you saw a sheriff's car riding through your neighborhood? When is the last time you've seen a deputy out here actually trying to fight crime? Now, the things that they do are important. You know, they take care of the courthouse, the taxes, civil papers, EPOs, and things like that. We will continue to do that. But after after we restructure, when we get down there, I have deputies that work down there every single day who are young, live in the city, that want to be a part of going out and combating the crime. And not just the crime, but being out here just talking to the citizens. Hey, you know, my name is Deputy Rodman. You know, I've been riding through here. I really don't know much about your neighborhood. What, you know, can you tell me about it? I mean, that's the thing. We have got to a point in policing where they are so understaffed, they are so busy, that the only time you see really one-on-one contact with a police officer is when you see them drive by. So the community-oriented policing, which I'm a big fan of, needs to come back where people know that, hey, we care about this city too. That's why what you said, Dwight, you know, they've been a part for the community, but from when I get in there, we will be a part of the community. And I think that's why so many people are happy that I put my name in to run for this for the sheriff's office.
I think it's incredibly exciting. I look forward to it.
George, we had to call you this morning. I couldn't believe what I was reading. It's one thing after another. Tone deaf is what you can name it. It's insanity. It really is the definition of insanity with the mayor's office. They continue to do the same things they've done for the last decade. And those policies have led us where we are, George, and it's got to stop.
Well, Tony, real quick before we let you go. So we had the interrupters, okay? So we have criminals who are trying to help other criminals, basically.
With no accountability.
So they bring that back. Right. So they bring that back, okay? Well, it fell on their face, but they're going to bring that back. Well, also, we'll add the icing on the cake, put the cherry on top. We're going to go negotiate with these 20 gang so-called leaders. I don't even like that word for them. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Seriously.
What are we doing? He thinks he's in an episode of Hill Street Blues, George. It's a show. It's like, are you kidding me? George, I think that we got to go because we're late. But George, I think that is an insight to how he thinks, though, George. Because I think he thinks that these guys just need some help, and they just need some. They need someone to give them a suggestion that not to be, you know, murderers.
Right.
Right. Well, wow. The thing about it, last statement, Tony, Dwight, I don't have to do this. I want to do this.
Yes.
Right.
Because I'm damn tired of what's going on in our city.
And we're with you, George. We're with you, George. George Rodman, man. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you too, guys. Thanks.
See you, George.
All right, back after this. I do want to remind you about Edlin and Edlin. They are your real estate brokers. They've been around for over 40 years. If you go to Edlin.com, E-D-E-L-E-N, Edlin.com, you know them. You know Edlin and Edlin Realtors. They've been around forever. They have a little sliding scale. So if you want to sell your house for $300,000, this is how much you're going to keep in your pocket, because they will list your house for 1%. That's right, 1%. You still get the full service of Edlin and Edlin, but you're only paying, or you're only charging, or they're only charging 1% for the closing. So on a $300,000 house, it's almost $8,000 that you keep in your pocket. You don't want that money? You want to go with another real estate agent that's going to sell your house and take the 3% instead of the 1%, okay? Is that what you want to do? How about no? Edlin and Edlin Realtors, call 456-1817. Really easy number. 456-1817. Call Edlin and Edlin now. List your house or buy a house with Edlin and Edlin and keep that money in your pocket. 456-1817. Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hey, real quick, Sasquatch Will Clark just shared some information. If you're wondering how bad conditions are in Louisville, well, I'll let you know. When the year-end homicide rates closed down, we beat Atlanta, not per capita, but by numbers, by 30 homicides. So the city the size of Louisville had more homicides, a lot more homicides, than the entire city of Atlanta. Let that sink in for a little bit, and then think about the mayor you have.
All righty. Coming up next hour, matter of fact, in just a couple of minutes, John Bowl will join us. We'll talk about the NFL playoffs. And whatever John is doing today, he's always working on a story. We'll figure out what he's sneaking up on and surprising in the middle of the night. John Bowl from Wave 3, he's been a friend of the show forever. So we'll talk to him, and we'll wrap up. One more hour to go with the Tony and Dwight Show with Dave Jennings. We are brought to you by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety. Please buckle up and put the phone down. Back after this, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.